Never-Ending Birthday. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Never-Ending Birthday. How about that? Today is my birthday, April 2nd. And 25 years ago, I was born. And 25 is a good year. And I keep 25 as my date of birth, as my age, always. And I run around doing things, having things, living in a fantastic life, always being up on the latest of every possibility that there can be, always young, vital, dynamic, alive. Young, vital, dynamic, alive. It's all my choice. It's all my choice. I woke up this morning. I had slept about 7.5 hours. And as I woke up, I didn't want to go back to sleep. Something just kept urging me to get up right then, not sleep that extra half hour. And so I got up. I got up and immediately made my bed. I felt wonderful. Every organ, action, function of my body, absolutely perfect, absolutely vital, dynamic, alive. Oh, yes, yes, young, vital, dynamic, alive. And as I made my bed, I straightened it out nicely, put away the cover, put the coverlet on the bed, and put the towel on the bed so that Rex can get up there and lay down too and enjoy my bed, because he certainly does enjoy it. But I'm young, vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25 years old. I've been 25 years old for a year or two. And every year I feel better and better and better. Oh, a little of this or a little of that may come along, and I immediately say, all is in divine order. I live in my ideals, spirit, mind, and body. And depending upon how confident I am in myself and how definite I am in my decision as to who I am, that's what I am. Well, now the family has given me a lovely gift for my birthday. They've given me the new iPod. The brand new iPod. It is still just off the market. This is the month that it was born. And I went down to the store, and as I was shopping around doing other errands, I just casually asked them, do they have it in stock? Because they had been saying they were short on the order, that they don't have them in stock, that the first couple of days that they were out, they just sold out like hotcakes. Everybody and his brother wanted an iPad of the latest version. And, of course, I walked in, and I said to the people, I would like an iPad. And they said, oh, have you filled out the form? Have you registered? Have you... Nope. Tomorrow's my birthday, and the kids are buying me an iPad. And so I'd like to get an iPad. Oh, okay, fine. We can do that. What would you like? And I said, I'd like the... Oh, let's see, I think the white one would be nice. And they said, well, you can have white or black. The white sort of seems to put an outline around every bit of the screen. The black sort of flows in with the screen so that whatever the edging of the iPad is in black, you don't even see it. And I said, well, that's a cool idea. And I said, I would like to have the 65 gigabytes, and I would like to have... the 3G included, but I don't want to turn it on, and I want the Wi-Fi in there. And they said, very good. We got just the thing for you. Now, we can transfer everything you have over onto that for you. We can take care of all these little details. We can set up all the programs for you. We can initiate all these actions for you right while you're here and right now. And I said, that's cool. So, for the next couple of hours, they took my iPhone and they took my other iPad that I had gotten for my last birthday, which was the older model. My goodness, a year old. And they transferred everything over. and I had my AirBook with me, which is my Mac AirBook, and they transferred everything over back and forth on that too. And they set the whole thing up to be in a cloud, so that whenever I'm back on my iMac, back at my Hermitage, I can transfer everything over back and forth so that all my units will be equally the same. And I said, wow, this is great. And then I was asking questions. And as I asked questions, the young fellow said, well, now I got to go to lunch, but I'm putting Stephen in charge. And that was Thomas who was had to go to lunch. And so he went to lunch. And he had already fixed me up with a whole lot of stuff. And Stephen, he really got going on that. Tall, blonde boy, maybe about 24 or something of that nature. And he said, what's this occasion? And I said, well, tomorrow's my birthday, and the girls bought me this present. Well, how wonderful. And then he didn't say a thing again. But about an hour later, he said, so your birthday is tomorrow, huh? I said, yes. He said, I usually sing happy birthday. I said, well, please do. And so then he sang happy birthday, and everyone who was surrounding our table there, people who had no idea who I was or who the world is, they all joined in singing happy birthday to me. And I said, well, thank you, how lovely of you to do that. And so then he started informing me of how to use the iPad to a higher and higher and better degree. And how with the iPad, you merely go onto the airway and you take things onto the computer and print them up on your printer. And you go onto the two-way vision on the iPad, and you can call your friends, wherever they may be, and talk to them. And they can see you and you can see them as long as they have an iPad. And you can also do it through other techniques and other ways. And I thought, wow, isn't this exciting? Now, here I am, 25 years old, stepping off on a brand new iPad with all of the things that it can do so beautifully, 10 hours of time on the battery. So when I fly to London and when I fly to Nigeria in July and August this year, I will be able to take it along and even watch a movie on the way if I want, or type up my articles or do whatever I want. And it takes just no space at all. It's just a tiny, tiny thing, less than a half inch thick. It's almost about around a quarter inch thick almost. But beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And the size is just fantastic. Now, what is it? Never-ending birthdays. 25 years old, young, vital, dynamic, alive. How do you go around being young, vital, dynamic, alive? How do you go around living your life in a beautiful, uplifting, fantastic frame of reference for yourself? How do you do that? Well, it's not a matter of how you do it. It's that you do it. That you do it. Every minute of my life, I am thinking of myself as young, vital, dynamic, alive. Every minute of my life, I'm thinking of myself as whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I drive into San Diego to go to the Apple store, and it's a good long drive, some 60 miles. And as I drive in there, I have lots of freeway and lots of traffic. And so I used to just say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. And then I would say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround my car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. And the traffic lanes were just always open before me, and I could drive straight from campus to town at the speed limit and be totally harmonious, and no cars were bugging me or getting in my way or I getting in their way. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It's really the way to go. And then, occasionally, I'd have to make a turn or do something. And so I would say, all right, I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. Now, how many octogenarians do you know who are ideal chauffeurs? Well, I'm an ideal chauffeur. And everywhere I go, I am an ideal chauffeur because I am 25 years old. And when I think 25 years old and act 25 years old and live 25 years old, that's exactly what I am. And that's exactly what I do, and that's exactly how I live. Now, can you, whenever you open your eyes, say, I'm never-ending 25 years old, I am young, vital, dynamic, alive, I am youthful, I am wonderful, I am fantastic. Can you say that? It takes a decision to say that and a determination to say that. And as you say that, beautiful things happen to you. And the world seems to say, whatever you affirm, that is the truth about you. Whatever you affirm, that's where you're going. That's who you are. That's what life's all about. Wherever you go, that's what it's all about. And I think to myself, wow, isn't that exciting? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that revealing? That's me. Yes, indeed, that's me. And it is. It's me. It's where I am. It's where I'm going. It's what I'm doing. It's who I am. It's all that matters in the whole world. Now, can you say that for yourself? Can I say that for myself? Am I that really? And the truth is, yes, I am. I am that really. I am that now, and I am that always. I live in that attitude of mind, the never-ending birthday. Every day I am born new. Every day, every organ, action, function of my body is vital, dynamic, alive. Vital, dynamic, alive. I walk the meditation paths here on campus with Rex. And Rex likes to investigate every possible thing. And I walk along with a happy stride. And sometimes I'm going up the steep mountain and I go chug, chug, chug. And my foot sort of goes short steps ahead of me. And then I'm on the level again. And I stretch out my legs and I walk with a vigorous walk. And then when I come down the path, then I move my feet one in front of the other so I can move down swiftly, smoothly, and perfectly. And so it is. And all of the rocks that are stone slabs lay under my feet strong and powerful. All the pathway is smooth. And I have taken the tractor and leveled out all of the ruts in the pathway whenever we have a rain and made it as smooth as I can make it so that it's just so comfortable to walk on. And then I take the tractor, this great big Kubota tractor, 1002, and I drive it all over the property here, leveling out the pathways, smoothing out the pathways, making them all pleasant to drive on. It's just such a wonderful thing to have beautiful equipment. It's a wonderful thing to have all these toys. And yes, indeed, they are toys. They are wonderful toys, and they are wonderful things to play with. But it's, to me, a great joy to go out and make the campus of the University of Healing, campus of the Absolute Monastery here, as beautiful as I possibly can, because I fill it with my love, I fill it with my youth, I fill it with my dynamicism, I fill it with all that I am, because I am young, dynamic, alive. I am young, vital, dynamic, alive. I am grand. I am good. I say these things to myself. I repeat these things to myself. And I live these things to myself. And wherever I go, people say, wow, that's great. You know, that's great. You look older than you are. Oh, that's possible. That's possible. But the thing is, I want to now start looking as young as I am. Can you imagine what it would be if I would walk around being my outpicturing of my 25 years within me? Would I be an interesting spectacle? Yes. How many 25-year-old people do I know? How many 25-year-old people do I understand? Well, I've met a few. Quite a number of them that come by through my life. And do they have they ever complain about their health? No. Do they ever complain about their ability to learn? No. Are they always alert? Are they always awake? Are they always wise? Are they always dynamic? Are they always fantastic? Yes. And, of course, that's what I say for myself. Now, you can say that for yourself, too. Because when you do that, you will have miracles taking place in your life. And the miracle is not so much that your body is whole and perfect, but that you are aware that your body is whole and perfect. You see, we're not aware how brilliant we are, what a genius we are, how healthy we are, and how wealthy we are, and how filled with friends we are. We're not aware. We have no idea what a magnificent, perfect life we have. And so it is that we turn our attention to this idea of how wonderful we are and how beautiful we are. Now, my birthday is a good time to do that. So, as you're listening to this, and as this is on the internet to all of our Thought for Today people, as it is to all of our friends around the world, and soon we'll be having this into a blog and into a podcast and so forth, but as we do that, magic takes place. And every time I say this, and another person hears this, they are this. So, are you ready? Are you ready? You're 25 years old. Hey, but I'm only 18. That's okay. You have the wisdom of 25 years old. You have the genius of 25 years old. You have the maturity of 25 years old. Well, 25 isn't so mature. Oh, yes, it is. In my 25-year-old, I am absolutely brilliant. I am absolutely happy, wonderful. And this is what everyone is. I have spoken. Can you speak your word now, too? Okay, join me. I welcome you. And as we walk together on this youthful, dynamic, vital, alive path, we experience all of the joy that life has to give us. Join me on it now, because I want you along, because I love you. I love you. I love you.